Mohammed Hanif's debut novel, A Case of Exploding Mangoes, has been shortlisted for the Guardian First Book Award. Mohammed's talking to us today from Karachi. Mohammed, how does it feel to be in the running for the prize?
Well, it feels great. I have quite a few friends who are fanatic Guardian readers, even here in Karachi, so I'm sure it will impress them, if nothing else.
You're also longlisted for the Booker, which is a pretty good going for a debut novel.
Yeah, that was great too, but I've just begun to realise that the problem with these nominations is that as a first-time writer, you obviously do not expect to be nominated for any of those things. But after you are nominated, you kind of secretly start hoping that you might even win, which puts you in a very strange place. And then there's always somebody who will come along and say, oh, well, it's good enough to be nominated, or isn't that an honor just to be nominated? And you kind of secretly think, well, no, it's actually much better to win.
fingers crossed. So A Case of Exploding Mangoes, which is a really great title, by the way, centres on the unexplained air crash which killed General Zia and the US ambassador to Pakistan in 1988, coming up with increasingly more inventive reasons for the death of Zia. Has your book offended anyone in Pakistan?
Well, no, not that I know of. But the strange thing is that before the book was published, I showed it to some of my journalist friends here in Pakistan. And many of them warned me that it will get you into trouble. And then I had this other problem that I was looking for a publisher in Pakistan, and all the mainstream publishers said no, because they also thought that it was going to be controversial. And then I found a small publisher who agreed to publish it, and then they sent the book off to their printers, and printers, for some strange reason, read the book and they said, no way, we're not publishing this. So I didn't find a publisher in Pakistan. So the Indian edition, because the book was published in India as well, had to be imported here. So it was distributed. I did a few readings in sort of some big cities. And the funny thing is that I've had nothing but praise. I've had like scarily good reviews in Pakistani press. I've been on a number of TV shows as well. So nobody said anything negative at all. And I've recently moved back to Karachi. And I've not had any problem because of the book. I think one reason could be that people in Pakistan who might have taken offense because of this book are busy elsewhere. As you probably know, Pakistan is kind of going through lots of other problems. So things have moved on. So I would say the book has been accepted by sort of readers. And it's been great so far.
You were in the Pakistan Air Force before you became a journalist. Is any of the novel based on your own experiences?
Oh, no. I was in Pakistan Air Force a long time ago. And it was a really dull, boring time of my life. So, no. Yeah, obviously, I know the colour. I know some of the military rituals. And those might have found their way into the book. But as far as the main plot, the story, the characters are concerned, I mean, it had actually nothing to do with me. I was really bad at many of these things that soldiers are supposed to do. Whereas my main character, Shigri, he's like, you know, sort of a soldier's soldier. He can do stuff with guns and knives and aeroplanes. Whereas I was quite bookish and boring. So, no, it really doesn't have anything to do with my own experience.
How did you come up with the idea for the story then? Because it's quite an unusual one.
Well, I've been a journalist for a very long time, and I, like many journalists, I wanted to write a novel, but didn't really have a story. But as a journalist, I tried to cover or unravel this mysterious plane crash, because this is one of the biggest kind of, you know, mysteries in Pakistan's life. And this guy, General Zia, I grew up during his time, and he was the kind of military dictator who America and the other kind of Western governments fall in love with. And he, in fact, started what we call now this multinational modern jihad. So I'd been thinking about this guy for a long time. And as a journalist, I tried to kind of investigate that what might have happened on that plane. But, I mean, there was no way of finding out. There was like a sort of cover-up after cover-up after cover-up. So I think one day I thought, well, here's a sort of a perfect murder mystery. If I can't solve it as a journalist. Why don't I try and work it out in fiction? And that's how it started.
Right. So you're currently head of the BBC's Urdu World Service. And what was it like moving away from the facts of your day job to fiction as a novelist?
I was the head of the Urdu Service when I was writing the novel. Now I've just moved to Karachi and I'm a special correspondent for them based here. It was quite difficult because as a journalist, you are used to instant gratification. You sort of write a story or you edit somebody's story or you edit a program and you get instant feedback. Somebody likes it and somebody would hate it and you just know where you stand. Whereas with such a long project, basically you're very lonely. You're just sitting with your computer and you're writing or trying to write mostly. And you don't really know what you've written is any good or if it makes any sense or if you've come up with a joke, you don't know if it's funny or you don't know if a character that you've created, anybody cares about it. So a lot of the time you have to kind of work in this fog and you basically just have to somehow convince yourself that it's worth doing day after day after day.
It can be quite hard for debut novelists, particularly those writing literary fiction as you've done, to find publishers. What was the experience like for you?
Well, yes, you're right. It's notoriously difficult. I think a couple of years ago I read somewhere that somebody said that writing a first novel and trying to get it published is a gamble against destiny, which is probably true. I think I was lucky in the sense that after I'd finished it, and frankly speaking, I had no idea that I was writing a literary novel. I just thought that I was writing, you know, sort of a readable kind of murder mystery, sort of slash thriller type book. So I sent it around to some agents, as you do, and I got quite an encouraging response. I mean, they liked the book, but, you know, sort of somebody didn't like the beginning or somebody had a problem with the title. And so I was kind of wasn't sure if it was going to find a publisher or not. And then I met my current agent and she read it and she just said that, you know, there's nothing wrong with it. It's all done. And being kind of completely lazy and not wanting to do any additional work, I obviously loved that. And she signed me up. And then, you know, sort of she basically did the rest. I mean, she found me publisher in UK and Canada and United States. And by now it has found publishers in places like Israel and China and God knows where else. So it has been relatively smooth sailing for me, I would say.
And what's next, do you think? Is there going to be another book about the unsolved mysteries of Pakistan?
Well, no, I think I'm done with the mysteries. I'm kind of trying to write something at the moment, and it's very difficult to talk about something that we've just started. So hopefully this time I'll try and write a proper literary novel.
Well, lovely to talk to you, Mohammed. Thank you very much for that, and good luck with the first book award.
Okay, thank you.